Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the founder of Not Your Publicist, Sawyer Gilley. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about lucid dreaming about her childhood home every single night. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome the owner of Not Your Publicist, Sawyer Gilley. What's up, man?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Did you have a good dinner?
I did. I just came back from a dinner with a porn star.
Okay. Wait. You're already coming in hot. You're coming in hot already because I'm just warning you. The last, the episode with you and Anna, it got flagged.
No, did it get deleted?
No. But it didn't. I can't. There's no monetization. It said not suitable for advertisers, and I even fought it because I don't remember. I don't remember what we talked about. Was it anal?
We talked about only inappropriate things.
It was all inappropriate.
It was dick size, girth.
Oh, we did? But I like talking about that stuff.
I know. YouTube. My client, Stella Berry, is an adult entertainer.
Yeah. And we all know. Shout out to her.
Shout out, Stella. Yeah. Love you. Mm-hmm. So I don't think any podcast she's ever been on has been monetized. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she have haters?
She does, yeah.
Now, do the haters come? Are they like passive haters, or are they like visceral, like they're vocal and they're like, whatever she is doing, we're gonna show up to the event, or are they more like trollish?
You know, it's not bad. Like, it's not definitely not as bad as some celebrities or other adult entertainers, mm-hmm. but. It started a few months ago, people just commenting on TikTok mid. Do you know what mid means? It's actually kind of not the worst.
Mid is middle.
Yeah. It's actually not the worst insult in the world. Like, I wouldn't mind being called mid.
Wait. That's a real term?
Yeah. But she claimed it, and it's in all of her bios, and no one calls her that anymore because she's reclaimed that term.
Okay. So I'm confused. Why would that be insulting, mid?
It just kind of means like you're nothing special.
You're mid-range?
Yeah.
Well, it's better than...
It's better than below average.
Yeah, it's better than below.
I don't think it's that bad of a term at all. But anyways, also lately she's been getting a lot of hate about hooking up with her cousin Hannah, which I think we talked about.
Yeah. And that's old news, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go back to your... So you ate somewhere in North Hollywood. Where'd you eat dinner?
At Katsuya.
Ooh, is that a sushi?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the plates looking like? They got, are they known for their rolls or what's going on there?
I don't know what they're known for, really. Okay, but you know what they're known for mm-hmm. is corn tempura.
Wow, that sounds so good right now.
Does it really?
Yes, it does.
Sounds sarcastic. Yeah. No, it has brown butter. Good. It has like brown butter sauce on the side, and I get like seared albacore belly sushi. That's really good there.
How are the prices?
They're actually mid. They're not. It's not Nobu, but it's closer to that than like, I don't know. But hole in the wall sushi places around here are also pretty pricey.
Nobu is that?
You've been to Nobu?
No, I haven't.
But you know what it is?
Is it like Katsuya?
Just said Katsuya. Nobu is like where all the Car Jenners go. It's like I actually...
I'm just letting you know, I don't know what that is.
The only way to get in...
Do I need to know Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or one of his girlfriends. But the only way to get in...
Yeah.
Is to say... So you'll call. Like, say you want to get in tomorrow night. They're fully booked. You just, like, pretend like you're a normal person.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, well, it's for this celebrity. And then they're like, hold on a second. Oh. And they're like, can you confirm his number that's associated with the account or her number?
You need proof.
And you have to know their assistant's number, but I know those.
Oh, my goodness. So it's like that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is that in Beverly Hills or something?
It's one's in Malibu.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
There's another location.
I mean, I'd be happy if I could just afford a Hollywood sushi here and there. And that's the low end. That's not mid. That's below.
It's probably better than Nobu, though.
What, Hollywood sushi by Target?
Yeah, honestly.
I used to go to places like that.
I don't know.
Like the happy hour deal. I go, you know, get the California roll.
Maybe not.
The
maybe
cucumber
not.
Roll. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, I'm street. Like, I walk around places.
I respect that, though.
You do?
Yeah. Like, a man that goes to Nobu every night?
That's pretentious.
That's nasty.
That's a bit pretentious.
I would never.
Why would you even want to be around a person like that? It's like,
exactly.
Yeah, I spend $8,000 every time I go to Nobu. That's like my Tesla.
Just a man that goes to Nobu, like, that's already immediate cringe.
Yeah.
A woman that goes to Nobu every night, go for it. But there's something about a man going to Nobu,
Doesn't sit right with me. Write Nobu down. I need to do more research.
Is she doing the notes?
Nobu. Yeah, she does.
Double
notes. Nobu and Katsuya, please.
I like that. Can I buy you or can you get a copy machine and give this to your guests every time? Because I want it to frame mine from last time.
No, you made me feel self-conscious about me taking about my own notes.
No.
Didn't you do that?
No.
Like me writing my own notes?
No.
Stella did that.
She did.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so.
I want to give your family a quick shout out.
Sure.
So shout out to my main man, Austin. Keep skateboarding. You're doing a great job. I'm glad you like the board. He's a good kid.
He is.
I talked to him on.
He's my little brother.
That's your little brother. So shout out to Austin. I love you. Keep skateboarding. Shout out to
Sierra.
Okay. Keep doing. You're doing modeling. You're making good pictures happen. And what's your mom's name?
Sandy.
Shout out to my main lady, Sandy, for raising three kids. I mean, can we get into that? How did she raise you guys kind of on her own? Or because didn't you mention your father was around but not really around? Or
no, he was around.
He was around.
Yeah.
But your mom deserves a lot of credit, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Like
yeah.
She must have hustled. Like you have Carlsbad in your story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or San Diego's in there, mm-hmm. right? So you were raised there because
mm-hmm.
this episode's about you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you're raised in
Carlsbad. Yep.
Keep going with it. Like, what was your childhood like over there? What was the beach life? Was it in Carlsbad? Carlsbad, like, because my cousin Jenny's out there. Shout out to Jenny.
It was in Carlsbad, but near Leucadia. It was on the beach. Like, could walk to the beach. I grew up really privileged, honestly. Like,
hey, well, thanks for your honesty.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's like, I was raised in Poway, mm-hmm. and that's pretty privileged, too.
Yeah.
We weren't as close to the beach as you guys were.
Yeah.
And even, because our beach was Del Mar.
Yeah.
We had our designated two streets.
Yeah.
And I bet you it's still like that now. It's like the Poway people are allowed on these streets in Del Mar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have localized spots for high school? Like,
mm.
It was like that for us. And then this is in the 90s, though. This was in the 90s.
The high schools that were close to each other were definitely separated. Like the kids at LCC, I didn't know until now.
What about Torrey Pines?
Yeah, they were all separated. I was aware.
You know Torrey Pines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I relate to you and Bobby because I definitely grew up privileged. Like, Carlsbad, San Diego is an extremely privileged place to grow up.
Poway's nice, too.
I know. San Diego.
Poway, Rancho Bernardo.
Yeah.
Those are nice places.
Yeah.
You know?
But I feel like not privileged in a lot of ways. But I definitely grew up privileged. Well, like, wait. Not
that's
denying
interesting.
That.
Why would you feel that? Like, what made you not feel privileged is my question.
I had all my needs met.
Like, financially, you had a roof over your shoulder. Yep. You had a car to drive to school. Mm-hmm. You had clean clothes to wear every year. Like, but what are you referring to?
Think about it. I mean, if I have to think about it, I probably wasn't not privileged at all. But
right.
I guess just like the time I got to spend with my parents was halted at a really young age.
Is that because we might have this similar because in... You know, you could stop whenever you want, but is it because my father was always working and alcoholic and there was like domestic violence involved? I found out later, too, that stuff he did to my mom. I mean, he and my mom would enable him by getting, you know, putting the beers in the freezer, and he got very violent at times. Is it something like that?
No.
Okay. So I said all that for it, and I just kind of boop, boop, boop. Yeah.
So my mom got pregnant when I was 7 and my sister was 11. And then 2008 hit, and then she had to go back to work full time, like immediately. And I kind of had to watch my baby brother. And my sister was very, at the age that she was conscious that this was all going to unravel, actually.
What was going to unravel?
When my mom announced that she was pregnant.
Austin?
Yeah.
With baby Austin.
With baby Austin, who's awesome.
He's a looker, too.
Yeah, handsome, he's so handsome.
Handsome kid.
So handsome.
Y'all have good genes in your family. just, I'm going to throw that out there.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
My mom's jawline is sharper than all of
us. Oh, I know.
Like, it's
all indescribable. All you kids just chiseled. Just you could do, like... Greek sculptures of all
like
y'all.
Like handsome Squilliam.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And I want to get to your handsome boyfriend, too. I almost melted when I met him.
He's so handsome.
When I met him out front. I was looking at his lips. So I'm like, God damn. Like,
huge,
hurry up and walk away.
Huge
What's
lips,
his name?
Toby.
Shout out to my main man, Toby. What a looker. Let's go back to your family life. This is great.
My sister was at an age where... She was definitely conscious, like, you know, she knew, she was somehow conscious. She's wise beyond her years. She was only 11 or 12, but she knew that there was a financial crisis. Things were changing among our family, and we had a perfect life, me and her. We got to travel all the time with my parents, and we had a sanctuary, and she just knew that a pregnancy would change that in some way.
Right. Now, when you say sanctuary, is that literally, or like, are you referring to your household as like a safe sanctuary?
You know what? I dream of my childhood home every single night. There's not a night that passes where I don't dream about it. I cannot get it out of my head.
No. Why is that? Why do you keep dreaming about it? Why is it? Because you have fond memories there?
Yeah.
That's why?
Yeah. It was the most beautiful house I've ever been into still.
In Carlsbad.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been to some nice houses in LA.
Yeah,
but
but there's something.
But it was like home, and it was also just a beautiful house.
Was it the feel? Was it the physical house itself, or the feeling you got when you were in the house?
Both. Yeah,
so
it was a nice house.
It was. I'm just imagining it is, but I'm saying a lot. You know how they say, "Oh, you feel like home," or it felt safe there.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Well, the house we grew up in Poway, my mom has nightmares about.
Really? Do you have nightmares?
Yeah, because that home, it was nice.
Yeah.
But that home was like
there was
purgatory hell.
Evil.
It was like poltergeist. And I've mentioned this before, but my mom like has had dreams, or I don't know if it was a dream, but she just told me because I just got back. She's an AZ now, but she was like, one night my bed turned spun, like what, like the exorcist, like, oh yeah, it spun. And and then one night it was only on one, and this is the peculiar part about it. That house, it was nice, but it was only on one side of the house. So on one side of the house, it was like where all the bedrooms were.
Was it cold on that side of the house?
It was cold, but it was probably most likely built on an Indian burial ground on that side of the house. Because when I was younger, and I've mentioned this before, and I will move past it real quick, but I almost got possessed. I heard whispers, and the spirits tried to hold me down. Like, they're like,
wah. When you were a child?
When I was like, like middle school, fifth, sixth, you know, some, like when I was young. But yeah. I had Bible verses in the room too, but I heard like, but like a bunch of them.
Were you sober?
Yeah, I was sober. I was a kid. I was going to church camp and stuff. Yeah, but it's like on that side of the house. And you know what I learned? Because I just asked her, and it didn't occur to
me.
It didn't occur to me, but like, because she mentioned that too. Because my mom, my girlfriend met my mom. We just got back from AZ, and we were talking. You know, we had a lot of
the girl that you were telling us about.
Oh yeah, I'm still with her. It's we're going on 6 months. Yeah. But anyway, so we're eating, and my mom started talking about that house, and I realized that because she on the other side, she built an extra bonus room, mm-hmm. and she's the reason why is because what I just told you, mm-hmm. on the haunted side of the house, mm-hmm. she used to run from the garage. Like, she'd park her car in the garage and run from the garage door to her bedroom. All the bedrooms in her, even the master bedroom, was on that side of the house. That's why she expanded the other side of the house, so more room to feel safe. Mm. But going back to your pristine, nice, feel-good home,
yeah,
you still dream about it.
I mean, obviously, all the feelings and experiences I had there weren't perfect, but... I can't get it out of my head. I cannot stop dreaming about it.
Well, we'll get back to it after a word from our sponsor. The Stevie Weeby Show is sponsored by Manscaped. Peggy Sue just followed me around the local Barnville Market for about an hour looking at my junk. Do you know why? Because of Manscaped Ultra Smooth Package, man. With the Crop Gel and the Crop Exfoliator, this stuff will make your nutsack smoother than a cherub's butt. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Stevie at manscaped.com, my friends. That's 20% off free shipping with the code STEEBEE at manscaped.com. Smooth out your fellas with the relaunch Ultra Smooth Package from the fellas at Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. Now we're back. So why do you think, like, I'm just wondering, why do you think that is that you still, are they good dreams or bad dreams?
They're amazing dreams.
So good, all positive.
Positive. It's not necessarily like good or bad, I guess. I mean, they're all positive, but they're kind of like my life, but in that house. Like, I go back from my daily activities to that house.
In your dream.
Introduce the new people in my life to that house.
Not literally in your
dream. No, in my dream, yeah.
In your dream, this happened.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of weird, though, that it's like a consistent thing. Mm-hmm. if it were to happen maybe like once every year, mm-hmm. or once every 6 months, that's one thing. But the way you're describing it is this is a consistent thing, like once every other night or something?
Every single night.
So that's kind of weird. Like, I'm looking at my internet. Like, not if you think that's kind of weird. It's kind of...
Yeah.
So I think there's something...
No, something's
there's
there.
Something more metaphysical or spiritual... Yeah. About yeah. that, because I'm not a dream expert, but that's yeah. kind of odd to dream about like any kind of thing the same
yeah.
Two consecutive nights in a row.
Yeah, no, I've brought it up to my therapist, and I'm getting nothing from her. She's not giving
any. She don't know about the metaphysical. Exactly. This is some metaphysical shit right exactly. here. This is like some dream weaver fucking other shit.
It feels like also the like maybe some karmic debt I need to pay first. Like,
why? No. Why would you say that?
I mean,
why
not,
would you say
not,
karmic debt?
Because karmic debt can be good. It doesn't have to be. Maybe I just need to buy the house.
I wanted to get to that, but hold up. Before we get to that, Now, if your dreams were trying to tell you something where or bad or there's something you needed accomplished, then yeah, that's one thing. But why would you need to pay a karmic debt there when it's everything's positive? You have such good memories and stuff like that affiliated or attached with the house.
Maybe my dreams are trying desperately to make it a positive experience. Positive memory in my head, and they aren't really positive memories. You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting. As far as the way you're thinking of your childhood or the way you're dreaming the dreams, like which one are you what are you referring to there?
I mean, I think I'm pretty realistic about the way my childhood was.
Yeah.
But the way, specifically the memories in that house, I idealize. In thinking about it, like consciously not dreaming and also obviously while dreaming.
So that house, since you were a kid, like kindergarten on up, like since to your senior year in high mm-hmm. school, you grew up in?
Since I was like 3 to 18.
So that's what basically yeah. from that age to high school to yeah. senior year.
Yeah.
And when did you, so after your senior year, your mom sold the house?
Yeah, they had to.
I mean, how did that must have devastated you?
Not in the moment, but it devastates me now because one, the house is worth so much. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, but that's any real estate, yeah. especially in anywhere in Southern California.
Yeah,
yeah, it's gonna go up.
Yeah,
like the house that I grew up in Poway, it went up too. That's mm-hmm. over a mil or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I actually went back.
Yeah, I heard about this.
I went back,
and it was scary.
Yeah.
But you guys were like peering in the windows.
Yeah, I looked in the windows and it was like as if the people in there like took half their shit and was hurrying to get the fuck out of there. Like
there was no stuff on the scary side?
I tried to take a peek in there. The only thing I got, my brother's bedroom
window was open. Why did you look in the window?
Oh, I had to.
Why didn't you knock on the door?
I had to.
Why didn't you knock on the door?
We did. I was knocking and no one was there.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those things where like, I just had a feeling, oh, there's something's wrong here. It's like, I knew mm-hmm. that no one lived in there, but their shit was still kind of there.
Do you think that you could have been projecting on them from your traumatic childhood past?
Wait, how could I project on them?
Just like because maybe
I don't know who those people are. How could I project on them? That
you can project on anyone.
My energy projected on the house.
Yeah, like maybe I'm just speculating here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe your childhood and what happened inside that house was so traumatic that the memories of it was demonic possession. There's ghosts in there and the family is bound to experience those, but maybe it was just so fucking traumatic for you and Bobby as children.
It was
that it was. Actually wasn't demons. It was just so traumatic.
No, it's also demons. And I thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that.
I believe you. My best friend's house was totally haunted
because I mean, the auditory and this is another thing is, mm-hmm. It'd be one thing if it was just coming from one source.
Yeah.
Like if I experienced it. But my brother had the same experience. He had to jump in the goddamn swimming pool to get rid of them. He was like, and he jumped in the pool. Because his room was next to the laundry room and then the pool. Because I asked, I always brought
was
it up.
This like
no one wanted to talk about it. No one, like now, it's like, it's finally coming out now, like when we're like middle-aged men. But no one would, Koreans don't admit shit. They're like, everything's a secret. Mm. Everything, no one talks about it. Everything's a secret. Take it to your grave. I had to do my own fucking investigations to find this stuff out.
Do you think your dad was scared?
That's interesting. Yeah, I think he was, but he was always hammered and mm-hmm. he was always kind of drunk or just, mm-hmm. and not only that, he was a workaholic. Mm. He was always gone. He was always driving the van to Riverside or here and there with lugging the merchandise everywhere. But I like the fact that we're talking about houses because I think that houses in a way, because like you dream about your old house every night. But I think houses, because the way my mom told me something about the house she's in now in Gilbert, kind of scared me. She's like, but in a positive sense, she goes, because we talked about the old house in Poway. Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, but this house, everything fine. Kenchana, fine. So she that the house there, good. Everything's good. But she said something kind of scary. She's like, but she said something in Korean, like, if she wasn't occupying the home, like, let's say she was to leave, like, for a month, or then she believes that a spirit could enter and, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I never, I thought that was an interesting theory of how if you're not even physically in the space, in the space,
yeah,
then, like, your home, for instance, like, I'm sure it was good energy, good loving family energy, but once your family left out of that Carlsbad home, because you left, yeah, you left with that energy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think that, like, I dream about buying it for my family again, but A, I don't think anyone would really want that. Like, I don't even think my mom would, like, be happy if I was like, I bought you your house back that you couldn't afford.
I could totally relate. Yeah, because but I also brought that. Yeah, go ahead.
I also looked on, I thought that this would help me. I was like, let me look on Zillow and see if they've changed anything, because then I won't be dreaming about it anymore. They redid it in the worst way possible, like the cheapest way. Like, you know, track homes, they don't use good materials anymore. But back in the 80s, 90s when my parents bought this, top tier quality, like walnut, granite, like good shit. Mm-hmm. They tore out all that. And I saw it and I was like, okay, this is really sad. And like these photos make me feel so bad. And I almost wanted to just cry. But I dreamt again about the old house, like about how it was before the same night. And I still do every single night. It's been going on for almost a year now, dreaming every single night about that house.
God, this is kind of scaring me, man.
Jesus. I know.
You're scaring me, dude, because it's like. No, but I'm not trying to look.
It would scare me if it was like demonic dreams and I was in my childhood home and it was like very scary stuff. But it's always amazing dreams. And the only way that I'll be able to experience that house as I did when I was a kid and growing up is in my dreams. Like, that's the only way. And I've come to terms with that. But before I was like,
come to terms with what?
That the only way that that I'll be able to be in that house again is my dreams. Like, I'll be able to, maybe I can knock on whoever lives there now's doors and go tour it. I could buy it maybe in the future if it ever goes to sale, but it will never be the same as my dreams.
Not only that, that's interesting. I don't think it'd ever be the same as when you were with your family there. Mm-hmm. Like I said, that's what my mom's saying. Like, you know, even like I FaceTimed her when I went back with Jeremiah. You know, we did a vlog there. Mm-hmm. And I FaceTimed my mom and I go, Mom, look where I am. And she got scared. Mm. She's got goosebumps, bad goosebumps.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, no, you go, no, go. And then she hung up on me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what the
fuck? No, my best friend Drew, who works for me, I like we gave each other hypotheticals. And I was like, would you buy that house, your old childhood home, if you ever could afford it? And she was like, of course. But she also told me that that's where her parents divorced. It was really bad for a long time there. That house is also definitely haunted. But
that one's haunted too?
Oh yeah. We played the, what's that game?
Ouija board.
The Ouija board, and her bed broke in half.
Oh, that's some Linda.
Me and her were playing it on the bed. And the bed broke in half.
Look at that. You look what you made my arm do.
We fell into each other, screamed, went to the basement, slept there, never really went back to that room ever again.
What do you mean the bed? Like someone karate chopped the goddamn bed? Karate chop.
Yep. Right as we were calling
Are
it.
Are you exact? That's exaggerated.
No, I swear to God.
Wait, hold up.
I could call her right now.
Put on speaker.
Get my phone, first. Put it on speaker. Right over there.
Because this is scaring me.
I hope she answers.
I'm loving this episode, by the way. You're doing
really?
You're doing a fantastic job. Yeah, put on speaker. Tell her, but let her know that you're on the Stevie Weeby show.
Okay.
And that we're more than halfway done here talking about haunted houses.
More than halfway done.
Yeah, we could actually name the episode.
We should talk about like Stella.
The Tale of Two Houses. Yeah.
Let's see. She's got a boyfriend, so I don't know if she's going to answer.
Hello? She's at Nobu.
Definitely. She's... Hi, hey. Drew. You're on the Stevie Weeby Show.
Hi, Drew.
Oh, my God. Hi.
How you doing? We just had a question for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Did the bed break when we were playing the Ouija board when we were younger?
Yes.
Explain it. Explain it.
Okay. So I invited a few friends over, Sawyer being one of them, and turned off all the lights and lit a bunch of candles and played this like demonic vinyl that I had. And
that your mom had gotten you from an antique store. And it was like babies crying and stuff.
And like far off screams and doors creaking and flies buzzing. But yeah, then we all sat on the bed and we asked the spirits to prove their presence to us, basically. And my bed broke. It just collapsed. And we were like, it was like three, like, 85-pound girls. Like, it was not a weight thing. But yeah, the bed collapsed and I had to get a new one.
Oh, thank you, Drew.
All right, thanks, Drew. Bye.
Thank you. So that scared me more because I didn't realize you guys were only less than 100 pounds.
Yeah.
What physically, that'd be impossible for y'all to break the bed.
Yeah.
But you didn't throw in the part where you played a goddamn demonic record.
I thought that was going to be too hard to explain, but yeah.
But she said you guys had demonic vinyl.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because her mom... bought it for
us. Why would any mother buy their daughter fucking demonic vinyl?
I think she just was at an antique store. Drew was at the point in her life where she was into records and she was like, give me all the records. And all of them were like babies crying and like scary fucking shit.
What's wrong with Drew's mother? Dude, I need to talk to dude needs to come here and answer these goddamn questions.
She's actually
is she okay?
No,
did she grow up okay?
Yeah,
she didn't get like a fucking
her mom
666 on
her mom is like the ultimate girl boss. Like I think she started the girl boss movement. Jeez,
okay,
like she can get out of anything.
So Drew is from San Diego also.
Yeah. And now she works for me for Not Your Publicist.
Okay, great. But you guys have history.
Oh, yeah. She's my best friend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So
I was nervous about hiring her because I was...
Oh, because you can't mix friendship with business?
Yeah. But it's been great so far.
Mm-hmm,
Love bossing her around.
I forgot I'm loving this episode. And time's flying. I want to get to... We'll call this the Tale of Two Houses or something. Okay. I want to get to... Have you done research on... dream interpretation things like that, like where you kind of try to dissect your dream?
A little bit, but not really.
You haven't tried to do logs or journals or to try to decipher some of this stuff? Because you dream about it every night.
Whenever I see like a prominent fox in my dream or something, I'll look up what it means.
A fox.
You know, something like that, like a prominent symbol that I can look up.
Like a turtle.
I'll look it up, yeah, but and see whatever Google says. And I probably have like a dream book somewhere, but this has been so enjoyable. I don't even want to question it.
Yeah. Can I tell you a disturbing dream I had in Arizona?
Yeah.
I was at some hotel.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of like, you know, like old school, kind of like, what do you call it? Like a Moulin Rouge theme party where, you know, they're wearing like the old school dresses and masks and stuff. It was some kind of Hunger Games. There's a game going on, but the whole game, like the contestants were all dressed up in like, you know, nice dresses and tuxedos and stuff. But then the point of the game was like you had these tickets. It was like, you know, like they gave out these tickets and it was like 50-50, like... If had one,
did you have you just watched Squid Games?
No. I mean, this is I watched it in passing back in like a year ago, whatever.
Yeah.
But no.
Okay.
But one of the cards is like they would explode, like they would like, oh, you have to like hold the grenade, and I would just watch people like explode and die.
And the other people, the point of the game is the other card is you have to put out the fire, like put the hose on him. And mm-hmm. so like, and then I was asked, cause I was scared to play. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you sure this is the right game? They're like, and then the only thing I remember is one of the men explaining to me is like, yeah, I mean, we like playing this cause you're going to get reincarnated anyway.
Whoa.
Like I got scared because not of the game, but the way he was explaining, like, that dimension mm-hmm. was like, yeah, dude, yo, yeah, kid.
Like, obviously.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. This is obviously.
I've had dreams like that where it's like, obviously.
Yeah, like, yeah. They all knew, like, yeah, we all know this dimension, yeah. This purgatory plane. Yeah, we play games like this, kid. Wow. You know? And I'm like, and I've had weirder dreams, too, where it's, like, so believable where, like, I'm like at a shopping mall or at a dorm or some campus where in order to get back, you know, and wake up, I have to get a key and enter like dorm room number 304 mm-hmm. and then, oh, you know, like kind of like the Matrix, you know, mm-hmm. like the phone booth, that, you know, is that's their way mm-hmm. back into, you know, back. Mm-hmm. Like I've had a lot of dreams like that where I'm like, my point being, I think that when you dream, that you're actually going to a real, that's a real dimension.
Mm.
It's a real place.
Mm.
And, but, yeah. And there's like, you know, it's kind of like the Russian doll where mm-hmm. there's so many layers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, cause you dream in your bed and we just see this, but then it's like a Russian doll where, oh, there's something, there's a smaller doll in here. And then there's a small, you know, it's like, that's how I'd look at dimensions. So maybe,
would you think it's a red flag if someone was like, I've never dreamt in my life?
Yeah, I'm not trying to be mean, but I would not trust that person. I'm not trying to be mean, but that's like a soulless, like AI or something. That they might be human. They might look human, but that's not one of us. That's not one of us. You got a dream, and I mean, that person, I bet you would never shed a tear. They would just be like, you know, like.
Do you think Joe Rogan dreams? I feel like he does.
Why would he even? Yeah, of course Joe dreams.
I don't think.
I think he does. What the, wait.
Like, there's no way.
What about Elon? Like, wait, that's like saying, do you think Elon Musk, do you think Elon Musk dreams? Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
But I would not trust anybody who does not dream.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
But I think, okay, let's go back to you and the way you're dreaming about this every night. Maybe you're actually going. You know, it's like.
I'm a ghost visiting the house that people No, are
no,
living.
No. You're actually going to a house. It's like the multiverse. Like all these movies. And that's so crazy because all these movies. Now,
Doctor Strange, the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
So bad.
I was going to go watch it.
So
I was going to go watch it. Why'd you ruin it for me? I was going to go watch it, Dr. Strange. Why was it so bad?
Cheesy. I know all the boys are going to disagree with
what
me.
What about Everything Everywhere All
Toby
at Once?
Toby loved it.
Shout out to my handsome man, Toby.
Horrible movie.
We love Toby.
Also, he doesn't dream. That's why I asked.
What? Toby doesn't dream. Don't. We might have to edit that out.
We might have to.
Toby dreams.
He doesn't remember them.
See, he doesn't remember them, but he dreams.
But what's the difference?
Yeah, do you remember your dream?
Oh, I dream.
Yeah, she's a dreamer.
She's a dreamer.
I dreamt that.
That should be your first. If you ever have to hire anyone else, just that's the first question and only question. Do you dream every night?
Do you dream? What's the definition of premonition again?
That's like she dreams about something that's going to happen in the future and then it happens.
Oh, premonition. It's like a fortune telling dream.
Yeah.
It's like a foreshadowing dream and it happens. And that's where deja vu comes in, right?
I have deja vu all the time. I also, this is going to sound scary and alarming, but it's not. I'm fully functioning, have a company.
Yeah,
a
you're
client.
Doing. Yeah. And we're going to get to that. I want to get
sometimes. Yeah. I can't tell if it's a dream or reality.
What are you talking of? Wait,
small things. For example, I lost my flip flops.
Dude.
No, I
this
know.
This is going to be a scary ass story. I already know, but.
No, it's not. It's not.
Wait, go ahead.
No, it's just small things. Gotcha. So far.
All right. Go ahead.
But if I fall off, like, just know that I'm not in reality. But, like, I know I saw my flip-flop somewhere.
Yeah.
And the place I saw them, I think, was my dream last night. Because I looked for them today. I was going to go to the beach. And I was like, where are they? I know I looked here. Like, I looked everywhere in the house. And then I was like, I saw them in my dream. That's where I saw them. I saw them in a closet in my dream. And
so you think you left them in the dream world? Like,
I didn't leave them. It's just I didn't. I looked for them because I looked for them because I saw them yesterday. What I thought was yesterday, but it was actually my dream. So like, I know exactly where
that's
they are
how
in my
close,
house.
So like, you're so close to that dream world. You're leaving objects there. Like, I left them there. But that
I didn't
was
leave
dream.
Them there. I just saw them there. It's just my dreams are so fucking realistic.
Oh my God.
They're not like my face is melting off and like my friend is a troll. It's like real situations.
Where
and
you feel, you could breathe the air there. You could feel the ground.
Yes.
It's that real?
I can get up and leave. Like, a lot of the times they're lucid dreams where I can do whatever I want.
You could fly and shit?
Yeah. And that's usually my go-to is like, okay, I'm dreaming right now. Let me fly. But I know that's right when I start flying, that's when I'll end up waking up probably.
Do you have to flap your arm?
No, I just fly. I just
you
like,
could do like Superman. Like
yeah.
Superman.
But most of the time it's like
I would
I'm,
have to do
I'm
this.
Aware that I'm in my childhood home and I'm like, okay, I'm almost mad that I'm becoming conscious and I'm like, let me just fight that. I'm not going to fly or do anything crazy. Let
me just stay here.
Which is sad, but.
I don't know. This is a very interesting to me because, like, cause I love talking about these subjects.
Mm-hmm.
But did you ask me like maybe 10 minutes ago? Like, do you think that this is a dream? Did
no.
You didn't say that.
No.
You said that.
No. She said she doesn't know sometimes if she's dreaming or not.
Yeah.
Right. Cause. Okay. I'll confess something.
Not in my.
No, I want to confess something. Okay. Wait. Finish your thought first.
I would never be talking to someone and be like, this might be a dream. I would never do that. It's just little things that are personal to me. Like, oh, I know that my flip-flops are right there and I'll go and look in real life. And then I'll be like, they're not in there. But I looked in that closet because the closet was in my dreams and I saw them in there. You know what I mean? It's never like, oh, I don't know if this person is real right now. It's never
right.
That.
Have you seen the movie?
If it gets to that, I'll let you know.
Have you seen the movie Jacob's Ladder?
No.
It's a trippy movie about, okay, so Tim Robbins? Who's the guy from Shawshank Redemption? Tim Robbins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the whole movie's about he's like living two lives, but at the end of the movie, it was all in his head. Like, he's living two lives. One life, he's with, you know, he works at the post office, he has a wife. And the other life, he's like a Marine in Vietnam, like in the Vietnam War. So it's like these two lives. But then at the end of the movie, you realize that it was all in his head. You know what I'm saying?
Which one? The Marine?
Like, yeah. He was really the whole time he was, he was like on, like he was wounded about to die on the deathbed.
So maybe I don't manage a porn star and have.
You might not. And
I might not.
I might not really.
Right.
The reason being, then I want to confess this before we start.
Maybe we're just passing by each other.
Or maybe, because I swear to God, sometimes, you know, what are those things, defibrillators? What do you call it? You know, like,
are
the,
we?
You know, a
going
defibrillator.
Losing our mind.
No, but do you know what a defibrillator is? Like, the way they, you know, they shock, you know, a person that's to try to resuscitate a person. Defibrillator.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I sometimes my body will like do that out of nowhere where I'm just laying there and I go, you know,
okay,
like
that's from the Red Bull though. Like that's 1000% from the Red
Bull. No, you
how
think
many
so?
Red Bulls do you have in a day?
Just one Red Bull.
How many
I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
This is my site. Well, I only cracked this one open because it's seldom that my intern will drink a Red Bull. She usually just drinks water, you know. Uh-huh. So I'm like, oh, you know what? If you're gonna have one, I'll have another one. And I wanted to have a lot of energy for this interview. Yep. But yeah, it's not because of this, because there's times when I'm just laying there and like, and then it's like, and it's a feeling of like defibrillators.
When did that start?
I started like paying attention to it in the last couple years. But my theory is this, like, and I don't, it might sound crazy, but I think that maybe like just like in the Jacob's Ladder thing or like whatever you're like what you dream about, like maybe you're trying to, someone's trying to wake you up. Like it's, you know, to someone's trying to wake you up, like someone, like the way I'm feeling that in this dimension, maybe like I exist in a different place where I'm in a hospital. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Jacob's Ladder, where someone's trying to resuscitate me. Like, wake up, Steve. Like, this is cool, you know, but I'm, this is what I'm living now. But what, like, going back, maybe with your dreams, maybe that's like your real, your real life. That's your real home. And you do this on the side. You're a manager. You like getting sushi. You like going to the beach. Whatever you like doing, but your real life or my real life is really on some different plane.
No, I've always felt like this, and maybe some people listening can relate to that, is I've always felt like an adult my whole life. And then when I was 13, like something traumatic happened and I fully had to become an adult, And I think my dreams are just trying to help me cope with the fact that I never was able to be a child and live out my teen years. And I think I've created also, like, purposely created an older Kris Jenner archetype onto myself. And I, even my best friends would say, like, that's just who you are. That's just who you are. You're a manager, like, you're a businesswoman, like, we love it. But no one is really naturally like that. No one is supposed to be Kris Jenner. No one is supposed to be this gnarly businesswoman. I also grew up in like the girl boss era, and I'm having, you know, I'm also struggling with the fact that I think about the fairy archetype.
Well, that was random. Why the fairy archetype?
I think about like being a feminine fairy a lot, and like a almost like a childlike feminine woman.
On some Peter Pan shit.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
But I always associate that with being broke. Like,
wait, why?
Just because a lot of all of the fairies I know are broke. Except Stella. She is like in her feminine flow, but also making a shit ton of money. But wait, my mind, it's like a dichotomy. It's like you either gotta be a boss bitch and very masculine making money as a woman, or you're a feminine fairy who like adores men, loves men, needs men, floats around her whole life, but she's broke. In my mind, there's like a dichotomy, but Stella is the only person I've ever met, woman I've ever met that has been able to marry those two concepts. And when I had COVID I had COVID like a few weeks ago, and I just had a full breakdown, and I was like, I need to get back to being a fairy.
So you're not meaning literally. This is like metaphorical. Yeah, right? Metaphorical, right?
I think hopefully you've met like a fairy in your life at some point.
You mean like, okay, so what distinguishes or characterizes a fairy versus a boss bitch? Because you're the one that brought those two up.
Right.
So a fairy is more hippie, free will, like free flowing, doesn't care about material things, just lives their life on their terms, right? Something like that. Or does it have more to do with
relying?
It's hard
to explain, but you know it when you see it. Now that I've planted these two archetypes in your head, every time you meet a new woman, you're like, it's either that or that. Because there's this theory also that every person is either a rat or a frog. Once that's in your head, you can't think about anything else. I'm a rat for sure.
So what?
I think you're a frog.
Why am I a frog?
I think you're a frog too.
Why am I a frog?
Just the way you look. It's just the face. Just licked on your. I'm a rat. A rat is worse, I think. My sister's a frog. My brother's a frog.
So my face is a frog.
My face is a rat, though. That's not good either.
Oh, I am a frog. I just felt my nose. I got the Frogger nose.
Stella's a frog for sure.
Why?
It's like you. It just clicks. If it's not clicking for you,
oh, I'm a frog.
Yeah,
we're frogs.
What's your brother?
He's a frog.
Yeah.
He's definitely a frog. Yeah.
Because so now you think about these people, like who.
So wait, how'd you even come up with this? So this is just after.
I didn't come up with this.
This is a known thing. This is something. Yeah, there's like books on it. Like, are you a rat or a frog?
I don't know, there might be a book on it. Yeah.
But how do you, is it the first, your first impression of someone? Or is it?
Yeah, just, you know it facial immediately.
It's facial features.
But it's also personality. It can
Jeremiah's a rat. Not Jeremiah, I love you. Not.
Someone
not
clip
literally.
That. Someone clip that.
Jeremiah, you know I love you. Not literally, but we're referring to it as
facial features. More rat-like than frog-like, for sure.
Dog. Rat or frog, not dog. That's
but yeah, what, in my mind, it's like, and I need to get out of this. I don't think anyone should have this view of women. But for me, I don't know why. It's either, I think it's just the generation I grew up in. It's like, you're either a boss bitch or you're a fairy.
So, but again, you didn't really like how, I know, define what. The, so
I think fairy to me.
Yo, is that more like free form? Just kind of just goes about. They don't really stress about anything. They just kind of live. You know, like hippie. Kind of like just
kind of hippie.
They don't
stress
out. They're not trying to buy properties. They're not saying they're the ones that are saying I need to invest in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
XRP's down.
Yeah.
I need to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm definitely the fairy.
The fairy?
Yeah, I'm the fairy.
I am jealous of that.
Why?
I don't want to talk Bitcoin with anyone else ever again.
Yeah, but then you'll be able to you're about to buy your childhood home back and like merge those two dimensions.
But that's psychotic. Like,
what do you mean?
That's not mentally, like, that's not good.
Yeah.
I don't think I should do
What is your, do you look up horoscopes? Like, what? Like,
I'm a.
Go ahead. Because we're Virgos.
Oh, I'm a Leo.
Oh, that's why you're a boss bitch. Yeah.
But I'm a, like, everything else is a Cancer. So I'm really emotional and.
What's your boyfriend?
Aquarius.
Okay, because we're both Virgos.
You
I'm on the cusp.
You seem like Virgo to me.
What do I seem like?
An Aquarius, for sure. You are like, look at your room. Like,
You made fun of my lawn chair last time.
I didn't make fun of it.
Who did? Who?
I didn't make fun of it. I said.
You said something like, Steve. Like, it's such a sad tone. Like,
right.
Steve.
It was a pitying tone, but I I just want you to be comfortable because I know that you probably sit in that a lot.
How do you know that?
Because I know that you love video games.
Okay, you knew that.
Yeah.
But I, you know, in my defense, because I asked my mom, because we're, you know, my dad passed away 2 years ago.
Wait, can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
But I don't want, you can cut it out if you don't want to, and you can not answer it, but. Like, do you know who will take care of your mom if she needs to get taken care of?
Yeah, me.
Does that weigh heavy on you?
Yeah. You know, it's so weird. Like, she's almost like partially psychic or something because when I went to visit her, well, monetarily, my brother, because he's like has all the money, you know, he could send the
money.
But
that's not what taking care of. What I'm talking about,
and I know, and I know that, you know, because I went through that with my father.
Yeah.
But I mean,
like wiping up poop and stuff.
Not only that, yeah, it's like lifting her up and making sure she makes it to this. Or, I'm. That's why I want to visit every other month from here on out. Like when I went to visit, it made me sad because I like she wasn't answering. I was like knocking and ringing the doorbell, and I'm like. And I started panicking. I'm like, "What is there something? Did she fall?" Or, and I went in the backyard. I opened up the gate, and like when I saw the backyard, it saddened me because the weeds were. It was almost like, you know, it made me feel sad because I'm like, "Oh, she's not, She's getting older. Because that takes energy to do the yard work. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm fixing that this week. So I went to Home Depot, bought one of those. I didn't even know how to use a leaf blower, but I'm like, yeah, let me get that thing. And then I was like, I was like pulling the weeds. But this is going back to like, I need to start preparing for that, like emotionally and like mentally, like, cause yeah, it's a real thing. And yeah, that saddened me. But the thing about my mom is, I don't know how your mom is, but she's there's a word for it. What's the word where you don't want to have any kind of human interaction? Yeah, but it's like that. But even like it's like more almost like germaphobe. Like she doesn't
agoraphobic.
Yes,
she doesn't want to go outside.
Like before I left, I had to buy her like a year's worth of bottled water.
Because she's afraid of germs.
No,
or?
She doesn't want to see people. She doesn't want to see people. She doesn't want to even go out in the sun.
Was she like that growing up, or was she?
I think this is my theory. I think because she was there for my father. Like, she was practically a nurse for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, hooking up, like, the wheelchair and the feeding tube. And she was, like, a nurse. Mm-hmm. So I think once my father passed, the first couple months are the hardest. Mm-hmm. But she probably woke up one morning like, oh, I could do whatever the fuck I want now.
Sounds like she hasn't had that realization yet.
No, she has because but the thing is, I'm like, you don't have friends, or you don't want to see aunt this or uncle that. She's like, no, I'm okay here. Like, she just, as long as she has her Netflix Korean drama, my next question was like, how do you fill up your day? And she has more than enough things to do. Like, she even broke out an origami book. Aww. And she wants to learn that. She has the solitaire spider game she plays.
From what I've heard and what you've told me, it sounds like she has never had the chance to get to know herself. So maybe she's deep diving into that.
Yeah, and then she kept talking about this book called Pachinko or something. Mm-hmm. It's about this Korean lady back in the day that then went to Japan or something. It's about the history with Japanese and Korean. Well, I don't know much about it, but she kept talking about that book. And going back to like the way I'm a lot like her. So going back to, I don't want to lose my train of thought. I'm very particular about like even the way my sleeping habits, I don't have to go out. I don't have to, I don't have no yearning to go to an event and to see people. I'm okay with just getting my little groceries and playing my little war. It's very kind of like shut in type, qualities.
But you do this every week.
Yeah. But the thing is, I'm forced to. Because it's my job.
But a lot of people's jobs are way more isolating than yours, including mine.
How is yours isolating? You work with clients. Like, what are you talking about?
We do Zoom consults every day, but
yeah,
I don't see anyone in the flesh mostly. Stella lives in Puerto Rico. Like,
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that.
My employees are remote. I could literally survive money-wise with never seeing a person in the flesh again.
Because is all your payments...
Which, like, saddens me.
Why?
I love people. And I would choose...
I mean, I love people, too. Yeah. I just sometimes I don't want to see them.
I don't relate to that. I want to see people more.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the opposite of me.
We are the opposite.
We are the opposite. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm jealous of your career.
Why?
It's because you're doing something. I think I majored in anthropology, so I think about things we're supposed to do as tribe members a lot.
What college you go to?
UC Santa Cruz.
I'm picking my nose right in front of you. I'm sorry.
You're making my nose itchy.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
But you're doing something that releases oxytocin in your brain, making eye contact.
How do you know that?
Because I studied it.
Go ahead, break it down more. Like, what do you mean? Like, just conversations?
I mean, it's just a common fact that, like, if you don't see a human for a long time, you're going to become depressed. Like, the chemicals in your brain
really
don't release if you don't see another person, touch another person.
There's studies on that?
Yes. You need to, like, cuddle people, like, often. Or you need to, like, and if you don't cuddle, you need to, like, be touching people, like, consensually.
Like there's experiments and studies on this.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I read something, even animals need that.
Yeah.
They need touch.
Of course.
Like koala bear or whatever. They need that.
Of course.
AI robots come.
Like,
they could hug
them. If you don't get enough eye contact as a infant, like you have problems growing up. Like
you do.
You have trust issues. There's all these studies about like if you don't get enough touch as a child, if you don't get enough eye contact, like it doesn't work out well for you.
You know, that's so crazy mentally. because I like watching crime documentaries mm-hmm. about serial killers and weird, you know, yeah. a lot of them don't have that they're kids. They don't. Like, they have the mother and father. They might give him gifts. Like, mm-hmm. here you go, Jimmy. Here's your wagon. Yeah. But then there's no hugging. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's
and no girl, like, and this goes back to the girl boss thing, is like, which is great in some ways. And I totally, like, support women who want to wait to have kids
mm-hmm.
and do IVF. But they're going to have
What's IVF?
In vitro fertilization.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But, you know, as we prioritize our careers before children
mm-hmm.
and make sure our careers are stable before we have children through science,
mm-hmm.
A lot of women aren't going to be able to be present and be able to touch their children physically as much as people had to do back in the old days poverty, because of other things.
And that's a problem, don't you think? If they can't do that.
Yeah. And you know what? I've always sort of criticized my mom for staying home with us all those years.
Think about what you're about to say, because your mom might watch
this. No, she knows this.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I think a lot of people may have done this to their moms, is like, you know, criticize them because they were home so much for them. And like, oh, why couldn't you have shown us that you had a career too? And like,
right.
you know, shown us an example of like balancing motherhood in a modern way.
Yeah.
Because what you did was outdated in a sense.
What they did.
What my mom did, I felt, was like very outdated. Like she stayed home with us 24/7. She didn't have a job and she chose that.
But she's a stay at home mom. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. And I see
that
now.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I see that now. But growing up in the girl boss era, maybe your intern can relate. Like, it was...
They frown upon that?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I know. And I've apologized to my mom, and I profusely apologized to her. I'm like so sorry that if I ever shamed her for that, because I find that completely admirable. If a woman in this day and age can
say that's boss bitch shit.
Yeah.
That she raised three kids like that.
Yeah.
That's boss bitch shit.
Yeah. I find it incredibly even more admirable if a woman today can stand up and just be like, I just want to be a mom. Like, that's all I want to be.
There's nothing wrong with that, I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
there
that's
is, but what we were taught as teenagers, as female teenagers, is that it is something wrong. Like, there's episodes of the Kardashians that Courtney is like, I don't want to be on camera, I just want to be a mom. And Kim and Khloe are like, what the fuck? Like, mom.
Oh, right.
And they
right.
really, really shame her for that. And there's so many more examples like that.
Yeah.
That we were shown. That
did
it's
your
like,
mom, was your mom there physically? Like, she would hold all the kids and
mm-hmm.
she was very interactive with you guys?
Yeah.
So that's great.
I know.
You know
I'm
what?
So grateful.
I even brought this up when because I was just there at AZ, and I was like, my mom, one time when I was a baby, my nose was stuffed up.
Mm-hmm.
She straight up sucked the boogers out my nose. That's love.
Yeah.
Where she's so scared that I couldn't breathe, she sucked out my boogers. So I love you, Oma.
Love you.
Thanks for sucking out the boogers. And
does she listen?
Nah, she don't know.
She can't be bothered.
She don't know I do any of this. One time I gave her one of my rap CDs. No, we'll end it with this. Because, you know, I used to put out, you know, I still make music from time to time. And I had I had one of my albums shrink wrapped. Mm-hmm. And I gave it to her.
Yeah.
And I remember I went back years later. Uh-huh. And I saw it. I found it somewhere. And it was, the shrink wrap was still on it. She didn't even care. That was like my novel. That's aww. Like I made all the music on it. I wrote all the songs. She, and another thing. This is what scares me. And
that's like, I respect that though.
What? Why?
Because she has her own thing going for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, and that thing is BTS.
But that's cool.
She loves.
She has her own.
She knows
interest.
So much information on each of those boys.
More than you.
She wants to way more. I mean, she knows their birth. She knows so much.
Way more than she knows about you, though.
I think so.
Aww.
Because she wants to do a whole collage. Because she wants to do printouts of all of them. Because she loves. That's the thing with my mom. She always made collages. Like even as a kid, she would make. Just crazy collages for me. And
I love a woman who gets obsessed with things.
Oh yeah, that's why she.
I love that.
That's why she doesn't need interactions. She could occupy. Yeah. She could entertain herself. She has so many projects to do. You know? But wow, the time just flew by here. We'll do another part two, part three. You know, okay. Now is the time to. Can we promote how? Your stuff, your business, your website, your social media. Go ahead.
My Instagram is Not Your Publicist, and that's where you can book direct-to-consumer management consultation sessions. And I also am starting to offer direct-to-consumer publicist work, which was my original business plan before I met Stella. So basically you can pay for press rather than paying for a publicist. So if you wanted to get an article out there, you could just pay me a flat fee and we'll write it together and tell your own story that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you could do editorials and stuff and that's great. And then is there a website they could go to as well?
Or? Just my Instagram. There's a link where you can book, sessions and, book, articles.
How come there's no pictures on you? You should post more. How come there's no posts or anything?
I took them all away when I redirected and started working with Stella, and I just have never gone back. It just took such a big weight off my shoulders.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Also, go support my client, Stella Barry. Look her up on Pornhub, OnlyFans, Twitter is where you get it all for free.
She's doing her thing.
She was on her this
she's
podcast.
She's doing her.
She's
thing.
Killing it, she's and I'm
killing
so
it, killing it.
Wait, did you watch her porn after you met her, or before?
No. Did I tell you the story where I just randomly one night saw it
With Alex Adams? I think you did say
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's her.
Yeah,
yeah. It was weird. I was like, oh, that's
she had a lot of subscribers that were like. I'm from the Stevie Weeby Show.
See?
Yeah.
Promotion, baby.
I know.
There you go. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. If you want to help support the channel, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. I do a whole separate audio diary log podcast every Monday. Go there and help support the content. Scissor Bros, that's my other podcast with my main man, Jeremiah Watkins. We're doing a summer camp June 16th to the 19th. Go to campraw.com, campraah.com. Get your tickets today. It's a 4-day all-inclusive camp.
What?
There's archery, yoga.
Is this real?
Yeah, this is real. Why? How do I can't make this up.
Like people are going to like one of those wilderness camps that Paris Hilton.
We're going to be like counselors at a camp. Yeah. We're going to do a live podcast event.
Paris Hilton has been canceling those left and right.
Well, she ain't canceling this one. Go to Camp Raw June 16th to the 19th. This camp's all about getting off your technology. Okay. Get your tickets at
Wait,
Camp
that's
Raw.
Real, that's what I need.
Yeah. Well, Sign up today. Camp Raw, okay? We're going to do... kayaking, okay? Kayaking.
Wait, really?
Swimming. Archery. Yoga. Camp Raw, June 16th to the 19th. Scissor Bros. And we're going to do a live... Yeah, and then there's bunk beds. It's a whole thing.
Where?
In Seattle. So it's in Seattle. It's like an island off Seattle somewhere. Yeah. And it's a good price, guys. It's like... For four or five days, $800 for the whole thing. Come on, you can't beat it. Okay, go to YouTube.com.
Wait, how are you gonna feed them?
They have a cafe.
Oh, okay.
Meals are provided. You don't think that? What do you think? We're just gonna eat granola bars? Come on.
I mean, $800.
No, and room and board and food, all that's included.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good price.
Go. YouTube.com/Scissor Bros. Subscribe today, okay? All my music, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. If you go to Spotify, QUANGOU. I haven't checked my mail, my post office box, but if you want to send anything, send it to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. That was a fun episode.
It was.
We got to get to the bottom of that dream.
I don't think we ever will.
There's something going on there. Metaphysical.
Yeah.